long been hit, I got a gay strange new world. But I remember what life was very simple. My grandma's food was good enough to invite my friends over for.
All right, so that is a sneak peek, the new song that is on this Christmas EP. It's only going to be available at SoundCloud. I'm not going to do this whole distributor thing. That got really hairy last time. And so this is just a Christmas gift. All the songs are public domain that I didn't write, I believe. Yep, pretty sure. And so it's just going to be available for download unless somebody screams and hollers and says that's not public domain, which I will then take it off of download capability. So the EP is going to be called Roots Around Christmas, and I hope it drives in. I hope it's closely connected to the album Roots Go Around, and yeah, just sort of a flavor and a holiday spirit of what that album was about, how that was rooted in, rooted in reflection and then ultimate change or whatever. So yeah, so enjoy it. I don't know when it's going to be out. Certainly by the 1st of December. So today we're going to talk about how we keep our religion pure. Now, there's a bit of an upheaval, and so I'm just going to pray. I'm just going to pray about this, and then hopefully get into some truth. Hopefully. I mean, I'm aiming at truth. I don't want to hear what I have to say. Neither do you. So let's aim toward that. Lord, I pray for this podcast. Whatever it is we're going through, whatever it is we face, I pray that you know, in the call, that we'd remember that being called by Jesus Christ is a not exclusively for certain kind of people, but the invitation is open to all of us to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, to set our sights on kingdom living, and we remember that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I pray that we do not sell ourselves short. That's what this podcast is about. I pray that we we turn to it from the aspect, I mean, help me to navigate this aspect of keeping religion pure and then rightly according to your word, and then illustrating how from the basis, from the standpoint, we can lean into a hopeful future and one that's not necessarily monetarily prosperous, but is meaningful. And that's what everybody's looking for. Meaningful. Being part of something bigger. In Jesus' name, amen. So I guess you kind of know what this is about, not keeping living for the Lord in a certain humanly defined structure, you know, contingent on whether or not we're male or female. Beyond that, another scripture that I've brought up before was, you know, in Genesis 3, I believe somebody brought it up, Genesis 3:16, the concept of how in the fall, we were pitted against each other. It was a result of the fall. It was that the curse is a result, and this one seeks to usurp and one seeks to beat down. And what we see played out is basically this incarnate. And neither is necessary. And so we don't have to dictate what other people do in fear, and we don't have to usurp authority. We don't have to vie for authority or power. And let's go to David. We only have one scripture to look at, but I will bring up a lot of scripture in this topic. David, what was he doing when he was appointed as king? He was doing the last thing anybody thought he should be doing. And he was doing that, you would say, humble thing. He's watching the sheep. His brothers were peacocking around the kitchen table. Samuel's like, is this one? This one? No, guess not. He's a good looking one. No, no. Sorry, GQ magazine. These are not the right guys. So now what? Well, we do have this other son. He's off in the back 40 watching lambikins. And yeah, so, you know, if you want us to bring him in, good luck with that. So somebody go get him. So they bring in David, and he looks good. But he was pretty much the last on the list. Because you know what humility looks like? It looks like obscurity. And it is a very hard pill to swallow. But you don't get much more obscure than this in James 1:27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this. And this steps on my own toes, because I am not one that likes obscurity. I don't think you are one that likes obscurity. That's not something you aim for. But you find the humble satisfied in obscurity. The humble are okay with not getting noticed for their viewpoint. The humble are fine. Sorry, we got some construction going on, and they have really put a wrench in my recording. But if you hear like drills and hammers and all of that, that's now welcome to my world. The humble are okay with little. Little recognition. And I'm still kind of sick. If you're the kind of person that has to be noticed. Now, it doesn't just flare up like obtusely. You know, like there are people that are obtusely full of themselves. But then there are, you know, maybe their religious bent where, you know, how come my viewpoint isn't getting noticed, or my whatever is, you know, why? The humble are okay with babysitting sheep while everybody's in the house partying. The humble are okay working Mickey D's. For now. The humble, the religion that God, our Father, accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows. You can't get more obscure than orphans and widows. Ask a foster parent. There are a lot of them. There are a lot of foster kids. And they need parents. And you don't get picky about which ones you take, because there are so many. Widows, you can't get much more destitute. Maybe not this day and age, especially here in Germany. But at the time, widows, you couldn't get much more distressed than a widow, or in more dire strait than a widow. So look after the orphan. The humble are ready for obscurity. The humble can navigate obscurity without discouragement. It took me a long time to learn this lesson, folks. They can navigate obscurity without depression, without transgression, without discouragement. I was going to try to put an ION on that. It's not going to work. The humble can swim in obscurity and be okay. That's your signpost. That's your thermometer. That's your thermostat. Wow. Nah, we don't want that. I know. But that is what God is saying is real religion. I'm okay. With the small and the insignificant and the obscure. If this is where God wants me. Now, this did take David to a day where he met an enemy, right? But it started with sheep and ease. It started with that. So that's where we're going to kick this thing off.